Siddharshan Kriya Yoga is a breathing-based type of meditation. Researchers at the UW-Madison Center for Investigating Healthy Minds wanted to see if the practice could be an effective treatment for post-traumatic stress disorder. The VA's National Center for PTSD says about 8% of the U.S. population has the illness. Richard J. Davidson was an author of the study. He says the research used veterans as test subjects and was motivated by a desire to provide a necessary treatment alternative.
It's very clear when you see the data from treatments that are being used, a very substantial fraction of these individuals are not benefiting.
Those who suffer from PTSD experience hyperarousal, heightened anxiety, and personality changes. Common treatments include cognitive behavioral and exposure therapy, and for some people, medication. Though post-traumatic stress is often associated with military service members who have seen wartime conflict, experts say that isn't always the case. Annabelle Potvin is the advocacy coordinator for the National Alliance on Mental Illness's Wisconsin chapter.
Very often it's veterans who've experienced some type of other assault. Often military sexual trauma is a really common form of, you know, the experience that causes PTSD.
Potvin says that victims of violent crime like rape or childhood abuse are also among those who experience PTSD. Davidson says his research is ongoing. Laurel White, Wisconsin Public Radio.